This is Rabbi Tzvi Hirsch Weinreb, Executive Vice President of the Orthodox Union Emeritus, who I am now giving the second in a series of talks, hoping to make people aware and alert to the dangers of alcohol and drug and other substance abuse in our community. I am doing this because Purim is just several weeks away, and Purim is the day of the year when alcohol abuse in our community is rampant and is the time when we have already witnessed numerous injuries and even several fatalities in our community because of the abuse of alcohol. In last week's talk, I spoke a little bit about alcohol, but also began to cover the topic of the availability of prescribed drugs, prescription drugs, sometimes over-the-counter drugs, which are not even don't even require a prescription, which are commonly available in our homes. And they are used by adults in ways which are not appropriate, but they are especially used by kids in ways in which their parents may not at all be aware. And yet, this is one area of the problem where parents can do some specific things which can, if not eliminate the problem, at least reduce it to a great extent. Last week, I spoke about the fact that many of the cough medicines which are freely available and which you find in all the medicine chests in our homes can be abused and are abused by our teens. Cough medicines do cause an elevated mood, especially if they contain a substance called DXM, dextromethorphan, which is a common active ingredient found in many cough medications. Look on the ingredients of the cough medicine that you use, and if you see DXM among the ingredients, make sure that the cough medicine is used only by those who really need it and only for the time when it is necessary. But there are other substances, not necessarily prescription drugs, but drugs or substances which are freely available in our homes and are subject to abuse. One of them are inhalants, things like paint thinners, nail polish remover, whipped cream aerosol, air conditioner fluid, etc., which can be inhaled through the nose or mouth, and which teens believe induce a cheap 20-minute high. These are dangerous because chronic exposure can produce significant damage to the heart, lungs, liver, and kidneys, and can induce death. Whereas cough medicines are abused by 1 in 10 teens statistically, inhalants are abused by 1 in 5 teens. And in my own observation and discussion with psychologists who work in the Frum community and see our teenagers, the use of inhalants is not uncommon, and the 1 in 5 statistic might be a bit high, but not all that much high. One of the signs that parents can look for are missing household products. When you know you put away the paint thinner, the nail polish remover, or what else, and suddenly it's missing. It should be noted, and it's important for you to know as a parent, that more than 1,000 common products are potential inhalants that can kill, even sometimes on the first use. And certainly on repeated frequent use. I know that when I talk this way, it sounds like I'm some kind of an alarmist. But let me say that I am alarmed. I am motivated here by nothing less than the mitzvah of Lo Sa'amod Al Dam Re'echa, one of the most important mitzvos that somehow has become more important in the dangerous environment that we all live in, is the necessity to be sure that other people are kept out of danger. And here we have dangers which are present in every or almost every home. So I've mentioned inhalants. Remember, I'm only speaking now of so-called legal drugs. I'm not going to talk about marijuana and cocaine and heroin, etc., at least not in this series. I want to go on now to some of the prescription drugs which are commonly available, medicines which are given to people for legitimate reasons, such as codeine, OxyContin, Percocet, and Vicodin, V-I-C-O-D-I-N, or vitamin V. These are often prescribed to people for legitimate reasons, pain, discomfort, sometimes emotional conditions, etc. They're available in tablets and capsules, and kids know that this is a free high. You can get an elevated mood out of this, make you forget all your troubles at school, all the hassles you're having with your parent, and it's right there straight in the medicine cabinet. The dangers consist of the fact that a large single dose of codeine or Percocet can cause severe respiratory depression that can lead to death. Statistics, again, are troubling. 20% of teens have abused prescription pain relievers in their teenage years. So if you have a 16-year-old, the chances are that in the past year or two, he or she has experimented with prescription pain relievers. Again, the documentation that these statistics are relevant and to the frum orthodox population are corroborated in the discussions that I have systematically carried out with pediatricians and psychotherapists who function in the frum community. These prescription pain relievers are not only dangerous, but they're also addictive. This is true for the adults who use them. Sometimes they're given for legitimate reasons after some minor surgery or whatever, and we continue to use them because they make us feel good long after they're medically necessary. But I'm focusing again on the availability, the easy availability of these prescription sedatives, pain relievers for children. I want to mention the prescription sedatives and tranquilizers, such as Xanax and Valium, which are often available. Now, whether or not they are prescribed legitimately or over-prescribed by doctors, even for adults or for children who need them for some type of mental condition, I'm not going to go there. What I am going to do is say that often they are prescribed legitimately, but then they are abused by other members of the family. A recent study in the frum community of 12th graders in six yeshiva high schools across the spectrum indicated that approximately 11% of the 12th graders admit, of course, admit in a confidential report, a confidential form that they're asked to fill out, that they have abused sedatives and tranquilizers during their high school careers. The same thing is true of prescription stimulants such as Adderall, Dexedrine, and Ritalin. I'm mentioning the names of these products because they are commonly known and commonly used. And also, this is less known, steroids, which kids use because they believe that it will guarantee a spot on the basketball team, that it can help physical maturity, can increase the size of a girl's breasts, etc., etc. And therefore, steroids are taken, and they have great dangers because of the way that they interfere with the endocrinological system, with the system of hormones that are so important throughout our lives, but especially during adolescence. So, if I've alarmed you, fine. I've mentioned the fact in last week's talk of the dangers of alcohol, which I will return to, Amirz Hashem, in my talk just before Purim. I've also mentioned the fact that there are over-the-counter and prescription drugs which are in the medicine chests of all of you, from cough medicines to inhalants to prescription pain relievers to prescription sedatives and tranquilizers to prescription stimulants and to steroids. I give you one simple etza. Lock your medicine chest. It's as simple as that. If you have these medicines, and I assume you have them legitimately, lock them, protect them from your children. I've been asked to also talk about what parents can do in general about these kinds of issues. The main thing that parents can do is have conversations with your kids. Listen to them and speak to them. Speaking about the dangers of substances that are out there is a legitimate topic to talk about to your kids. Yes, they may tell you, hey, mom, it's not me. It doesn't happen to me. Hey, pop, you know, what are you, chosheding me? You're suspecting me. You're accusing me. You can do it in an intelligent way, not in an accusatory way. Just bring up the facts about the dangers of these various elements. In my future talks, next week and the week after, and probably the week after that too, I'm going to talk about another substance which is quite dangerous, and that is tobacco. But we will leave that for another time. I will also discuss at some length the so-called mitzvah of becoming drunk on Purim, and I will talk more about what parents can do, what the culture can do, what rabbis can do, what teachers can do to recognize and to address and to remedy this great problem, which is on the increase in our community and which needs to be talked about and dealt with. Thank you very much for now. I wish you a good Shabbos and look forward to giving you two or three additional talks on this scary, ugly, not pretty, but very important subject. Thank you.